Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoy this message by Kathy Teal. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Have you ever played the game of telephone? The goal is to successfully relay a sentence or phrase from one person down a line to the last person. The phrase by the last person, the goal is to that person be able to repeat what the first person said, word for word. The way you play is that the person at one end of the line whispers something to the person beside them, who whispers that to the person beside them, and so on, and so on. The game is over when the person at the end of the line recites what they were told by the person next to them. Often laughter ensues because the original phrase rarely makes it down the line fully intact. This game is fun, and we laugh because it is so easy to make the mistake of mishearing and then repeating what someone else has said. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious sounds a lot like a challenging game of telephone. The scripture lesson this morning is kind of like that game. God told Jesus what to say, and Jesus repeated it to us. So if you listen to Jesus, you hear God. We have been trying for 2,000 years really hard to repeat exactly what we heard, to live exactly as Jesus teaches us to live. What a joy when we do, and yet what happens when we don't? Jesus gives this summary in the scripture this morning of his teachings, just after making his entry into Jerusalem, right before the Passover celebration, only days before he will be crucified. It is a reminder to his followers that he has given them all they need. Whatever happens, and Jesus knows that a lot is about to happen. Whatever happens, remember this: you know God. It's easy then for us to know God. Just read the Gospels, learn about how Jesus acted and what he taught, and all will fall into place. Care for the poor, heal the sick, embrace spiritual growth, challenge the system in order to realize justice, trust in God. Do not be afraid. God is present and God is active. Jesus knows that we do not always pay close attention, but a part of us will be listening, and the germ of an idea or new way to be can be planted. That seed might not begin to sprout for days or weeks or sometimes even years, but when the time comes, it will. The one who rejects me and does not receive my word has a judge, Jesus says. On the last day, the word that I have spoken will serve as judge. Often our subconscious spiritual filter system knows better what to keep and store than does our conscious, egoic self. Jesus knew his disciples, and he kept talking to them even when they looked blankly at him, because he knew that someday what he said would change the world. Keep listening to Jesus. I have not spoken on my own, he said. I have spoken what God has told me to say. He has not come to judge, only to speak the word of God, and God's word is love. That's pretty much it, my friends, love. What we do with that word, how we hear it, and how we relay it to others, that is for us to figure out. Love is the best and greatest, the simplest place to start. Now, we live in a very different time and culture than Jesus did, and a lot has changed in 2,000 years. But one thing that hasn't changed, one thing that never will change, is God's unconditional love for us. It is eternal. The common thread in Jesus' teachings is love. If we try to literally follow what Jesus did, if we travel the world to find someone with leprosy so we can touch them, then we miss the point. It's not about doing exactly what Jesus did. It's about structuring our lives in a way that we can live how Jesus lived. Find ways to reach out and touch someone or some situation that society rejects. This is how to follow Jesus. This is living a life of compassion. Make love your center, your core, your go-to, your way, and Christ will be in you, and you will be in Christ. I do not judge anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, Jesus said. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Love saves. Judgment does not. Not our own, not the judgment of others, and not even Jesus' judgment. He came to save us, not to judge us. So why do we judge ourselves and each other? It's not helpful. Not helpful to exclude and judge based on skin color, nation of origin, level of education, the amount in your bank account. We are called to love, not to judge. We set up systems based on cultural norms and society's dictates, but these change from time to time. And what we should really do is set up systems based in love. This is what the world needs. Love. Love will save the world. When we work in love, when we live with God as our center, everything else falls into place. The place of peace, wholeness, and harmony. The place of justice for all. To be fair, it is part of our human character to judge. Good judgment is a healthy and helpful part of who we are. We use it to assess the safety of a situation before we proceed. To cross the street, we check to see if there are any cars coming before we step out. Our assessment is a judgment. And sometimes, as we all know, we use bad judgment. We don't have all the facts, or we have to choose too quickly and we make the wrong decision. It's part of life. We think we can meet this deadline. We think we can follow these complicated instructions. We know we will feel so much better if we continue to reach into that bag of potato chips. But the text today is about the kind of judgment that is not helpful. She is way too fill in the blank. I can't believe he picked that shirt. It's far too fill in the blank. This kind of judgment is also very human and very infectious. We jump on the bandwagon to criticize others, often because we ourselves do not want to be on the receiving end of criticism. And being part of the accusing crowd will help to ensure that the judgment spotlight never falls on us. But what if we challenge hurtful judgment? What would it look like to jump on the bandwagon of supportive love? Jesus reassures us that God is the only judge and that God's word is the judge. This is good news for us because God's word is love. And the greatest commandment is this, Jesus said, love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. God's eternal love is our judge. When love is our judge, we have nothing to worry about. We are safe in God's love. Nothing to worry about, but plenty to do. Build up that place of God. Find that core center where God resides within you and feed it with acts and words and thoughts of love. Then everything you do, everything you say and think will reflect God. This takes some work. It takes intention, focus, and practice. And we can do it. And we already do it. We can work to let go of some of our human tendencies. The one in the scripture today is the tendency to judge. Maybe we don't even have to understand it in order to let go of it. Sometimes it's hard to let go of something without replacing it with something else. In this moment in this scripture, perhaps Jesus is offering an invitation to replace judgment with compassion. This is, remember, his summary of what he has been teaching. His common theme is compassion, and he has stated that the greatest commandment is to love. He does not say that it is our place to judge someone who speaks too much or someone who does not speak enough. God is working in that person in a way we and the world do not always understand. Feeling compassion for that person can release us from our own judgment, allowing more room for us to trust in God and in how God is working, even when we don't understand. Let go of your judgment and replace it with compassion. Do this, and there will be more room within you for God to work. Let God work within you in love. And don't be afraid of God or of love. The power of each and the power of both together is truly awesome. Jesus says, I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in darkness. The light Jesus gives to us is the example of how he speaks. He does not speak for himself, even though he had the human experience. He knew frustration and jealousy and anger, but he does not speak from those places. He speaks for God, our greatest example to follow and the most difficult. Do not speak for yourself. Speak for God. Speak for God. There is often a difference between what our heart tells us and what our brain tells us. God works in both. But often when we pay more attention to our heart, we realize that that is where God lives. And God visits our brain from time to time. Use what you know in your heart to inform your brain, and you will speak for God. Would you live differently if you knew, if you truly knew, that your life will be judged in the end in love? How would you live differently if you were assured of your place in heaven, assured that you will be greeted by God's open, loving arms? If you could see into the future and be certain of the promise that the final word of your life actually is love, how would you speak and act and think until that time? Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.